joy.
Zach Williams, back-to-back weeks at number two with Old Church Choir. So joining me is James Shields and Jordan Jansen from The Color, and they're on the phone right now. Congrats on the big year in music, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Matt.
We've had obviously a number one hit here twice on the Joy Top 20 with Surprise, and now First Day of My Life the last 2 weeks. But let's be real here. Some more important congratulations are in order for James, right?
Yeah, you've heard.
I've heard. I saw the posting on social media. Congrats to you and Brandy.
Man, thanks so much. Yeah, we're expecting for in the new year in March. It's our first, and we're really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be quite an adventure. My daughter's three and may have racked up all the lyric video views for you on First Day of My Life lately. But
early. That's great.
It's quite an adventure you're set to go on. So all the best to you on that, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
So Surprise, it was number one for 2 weeks earlier in the year here on the Joy Top 20 in March and April, and ranked on our chart for about 18 weeks, but it's charting in the U.S. now, right?
That's right, yeah. We released the song in July, July the 28th, and it's been very exciting for us to see how it continues to climb and get some notoriety, and it's been really great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think charting on Billboard as well, and a great track, but I'm sort of like, you know, a typical Canadian, you're rooting for your Canadian brothers and sisters to get that attention in the U.S. It's what we always sort of grow up in the shadow of that giant culture down there.
Yeah, totally. It's something that we've been aiming for a while, but we've just recognized the opportunity that we had to pour into Canada and our home country for the last number of years, and so we're very excited about how things have been going so far, and we're excited to continue touring here in Canada, but also just kind of broaden our market and expand it. As you said, it's been climbing on the charts, and on the AC Monitor chart this week, it is at 25, and hopefully it's going to keep going up from there.
Awesome. That's so amazing. And you guys have been doing some like radio appearances down in the States as well. Is there any differences that you find from, you know, U.S. radio to Canada?
It's a great question. Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, there's a lot of stations down there. So I think that's probably a bit of a difference.
Yeah, no kidding.
Multitude of stations. It's interesting. Like, there's a lot of similarities. And then there's some differences, too. They seem to definitely have quite a network, even just between the stations and the amount that they're able to see each other. Again, it's a little bit different than Canada. For the Canadian radio station broadcasters to see each other, they're probably going to have to travel quite a ways. But down there, there's so many, sometimes even multiple in the same region, and they're able to connect and get to know each other. I think probably a little bit easier. So it was fun as we went from station to station, and we were able to share stories with the people that we had just gone to or the people we were about to go to. So just a cool network that they have.
Well, I've been in the industry a long time, and the funny thing is I don't really see the other owners and other personalities from Christian radio in Canada unless we're in a conference in the U.S.
Yeah, totally. It's pretty cool to see some of our fellow Canadian radio folks down there as well.
Well, you were in Florida, I think, last weekend, right before Irma came through. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really interesting experience to be there in the midst of kind of the chaos. It was our first trip down to Momentum, is what it's called, which is a Christian music broadcasters conference. And so we really enjoyed just getting the opportunity to meet so many people in radio, people who are playing our songs, people who are thinking about playing our songs. So many artists were down there ready to go. But I think for them as a whole, for people who've been there before, it's quite a different experience and vibe because obviously the hurricane was kind of pending. We weren't sure how it was all going to turn. We were very fortunate to be able to get out in time before any sort of storm hit. And just a sense of tension. I think there was just kind of a tension as a whole with not knowing what was going on. But fortunately, I think it wasn't quite as bad as they anticipated, or at least until this point, which is great.
Yeah, and I think really just for folks in Canada on the East Coast, they're the only ones that may have sort of experienced hurricane-type weather. And, we just watch on the news, and our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone that's recovering after that this past week. Were your family down with you as well on that trip?
No, it was just some of us from the band that went for this one, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know keeping family involved with your touring and everything in the band is important to you guys. You've mentioned that before in past interviews. So, just curious, but I guess family would be happy to know that you got home okay.
It was going down knowing what kind of weather was coming. They were excited when our flights got changed to come back one day earlier, just that much safer. But we were able to bring them along to a festival called No Greater Love, just outside of Banff, Alberta, a couple weekends ago. So that was nice. We all went out there a little bit early and had a vacation day. We went kayaking out on the river through Banff, the Bow River, and it was just a beautiful time. And we absolutely love when we get to bring our family along.
Yeah, and you couldn't pick a better place either. I went to the first one, and perfect place to not only have a Christian music festival, but just a vacation, spend time with family for sure. I wanted to ask you a bit about your musical inspiration. For me, The Police are my all-time favorite band, but they actually go back to my earliest memories of music when I was a little kid. Like, my parents took me to some sort of Police concert when I don't even remember how old I was, but from grade 4 and 5, this has been my favorite band, and I can always listen to their music. Wanted to ask you guys about that. Doesn't necessarily have to be something that's influenced you today, but, you know, James, I'll start with you. What's maybe an artist or type of music that you can remember from your earliest age?
Yeah, well, you know, the very first tape that I ever had was DC Talk, New Thing. And I also had a Petra Beyond Belief cassette. And those were the first ones that I ever listened to. And but, you know, it wasn't actually until I started listening to a program called D-Jam, which I don't know if you guys aired it there. The station broadcast in our city, they were broadcasting that, and it started to open me up to other artists as well. And it was pretty early on that I started really falling in love with a couple of groups, one of whom was Building 429. They've gone through quite a few changes throughout the years, and I've always just loved their music, but also loved how they've been able to adapt. So a group like that, as well as 10th Avenue North, that was a couple of years later, but I've really fallen in love with some of those bands, and both their music, but also their heart and their personality on and off stage. It's made a big impact on me.
Awesome. Jordan, what about you?
Yeah, the very same tape, New Thing by DC Talk, was my first album. I think I got a little cassette, like a player, stereo, and the tape at the same time. And I kind of stuck with that. I was a big DC Talk fan. And I remember in about grade 7 when DC Talk split up, and then Toby Mac came out with his new album. Toby was one of the members of DC Talk. And it was really interesting because for me, it was always kind of separate from my life at school. To some degree, where the music I listened to on Christian radio wasn't necessarily what my friends were listening to. And I remember when Toby Mac came out with his first single, which is called Extreme Days, then I remember getting the courage after listening to it on D-Jams. James just mentioned I'd recorded it on my tape player from the radio, and I brought it to school and showed all my friends, and it was kind of a moment for me of boldness, and kind of just felt the confidence to go forward and show that to my friends, some of which who are not Christians. And so it's been a big part of my life. It's really cool. We got to meet Toby this last week at Momentum, and it's so great when you get to sort of look at all these people and really be inspired to grow and be bold and courageous in your faith, and then you get to meet them, and then they're really great people as well. So we got the opportunity to meet Toby, and just a really solid guy.
Yeah, I think that's pretty true right across the board in Christian music, that the established artists or those that have paved the way are really looking to help bring people up. And someone like Toby Mac with his own record label and bringing up young artists, I love to see that. And obviously hearing that feedback from guys like you that get to experience it is really cool to see, just as a music fan on the outside. So first day of my life, doing well right across Canada. Hope that that's been rewarding for you guys. But I got to let you know about a misheard lyric, okay? My family and I, in the first line of the song, hear you saying that you used to wander, and I thought it you say, like a baby looking for a place to lay my head. And I just picture this, you know, adorable little toddler waddling around with a heavy head, man, just ready to pass out. But it's beggar. It's beggar, right?
Yeah. I will, during concerts, I don't actually sing into the mic during that time. So I'm sure I will just off mic sing along to myself and replace Beggar with Baby.
Well, I hope I didn't put that in your head now. And
that's amazing. You did.
I'm going to throw you off now every time you sing.
That is funny.
Well, tell us about the song. And obviously, yes, the real lyric is Beggar. But tell us about it. What's the inspiration behind the track?
Yeah, great question. You know, every song comes from different seasons. Oftentimes, what we are going through or what we've been going through, it ends up being reflected in the song. And this is a song that, for me, this is Jordan speaking, is really kind of in a season of turmoil and frustration, waiting on God. For a few things, one of which was my wife and I were trying to start a family, and it wasn't happening the way that we had anticipated. And it was about 3.5 years of ups and downs and some really heavy downs. And so this song comes out of a place where my wife and I, we had one night in particular where we were just kind of at the end of our rope, and we were laying on the floor in our living room just crying out, weeping to God. And he met us there. And there was just such a sense of peace. You know, we didn't know what the answer was. We didn't know if it was going to ever happen, if we were going to be able to start a family. But there was a sense of peace going forward and just trusting that God was going to provide. And I just feel like that peace is so refreshing. And is what's reflected in the song, the peace that we find from God when he meets us there. It's just everything's fresh. Everything's new. It's like the first day of your life. And so that's where the song's coming from. I don't know if you saw this on social media, but my wife and I, Gwendolyn and I, were also expecting for January. So it's an exciting season for the color, where lots of babies. Maybe that's why you heard that lyric.
Maybe. And I'm sorry I missed that one. So some big congrats to you as well.
Thank you. So that's what the song talks about. Just when God meets us, there's really nothing that can. It's just an amazing, amazing experience.
Surprise hit our chart. And just skyrocketed up to number one in 10 weeks, and so did First Day of My Life. And I'm pleased to tell you now that you're number one again for 3 consecutive weeks.
Oh, no way.
Awesome.
So let's hear it. First Day of My Life on the Joy Top 20 with The Color. Number one for 3 consecutive weeks. That's First Day of My Life by The Color, and I've got James and Jordan on the line. Pretty cool, eh?
Very cool. Man, that's amazing. Thank you to you and all of your listeners. We feel so blessed for you guys.
Well, you're getting into some select company now. Only Matthew West, Casting Crowns, and Lauren Daigle have had 3 consecutive weeks at number one. Lauren's got that top spot, so we're not trying to inspire any kind of competitive nature with our U.S. brothers and sisters. But, yeah, we do that, right? Yeah.
I'll meet her up at the top there.
Yeah, let's see what happens next week, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. I know I also saw this week that you guys had a big CD release party. Tell us some details about that. You got an album coming out.
Yeah, we do. So we have an album that's coming out in October that we're going to be releasing the album to everyone online and everything. So October 20th, that's when you can get it everywhere, all platforms. But we are going to be selling a physical copy of it at concerts. So we're actually heading out to Ontario, doing some tours out there a little bit this month and a little bit more in November. So we're excited to be able to hopefully connect with you guys and your listeners. But that's what they can expect. They can find the album in shows starting now, but they can also find it online or basically anywhere where they buy their Christian music starting October 20th.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear that. That's going to be so cool. I know you guys recorded at some tracks with us when you were in town last year in the studio, and there was a track that you did. I'm trying to remember the name of it, but will that be on the album?
I think it probably at the time it was called Father, You're Here. It's
yes, that's the one.
An adjustment called Here Right Now. It's a little bit different than how we've performed it there, but that song will be on the record.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you remembered. That was a weird question. Do you know the song that I can't think of the name of?
Yeah. Okay, we got you.
Well, maybe we'll play that now just to sort of wrap up the Joy Top 20 here, the acoustic session with The Color that was recorded last year during our interview with James Curtis. Thank you so much, James and Jordan, for joining us this week on the Joy Top 20. All the best for not only the rest of this year, it's been a big one for you, but 2018 sounds like it's going to be amazing too.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Every day is an uphill climb. There's 100 million reasons why I can feel like I've been lost and forgotten. Every kingdom I built myself.
Vote for your favorite song every week. Use the hashtag JoyTop20 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or send your votes by email to joytop20@joyradio.ca. On air and online, you can listen to your favorite Christian station anywhere. Find great podcasts, videos, our full schedule, and much more. Streaming live at joyradio.ca and on our free MyJoy Radio app. Find us in iTunes or Google Play. Then listen to your favorite Joy Radio programs anytime, on demand.